The Senate Energy Natural Resources Committee has advanced Senate Bill 140, the Wildfire Prevention Act of 2025. While the bill is aimed at establishing new forest management requirements for federal lands in order to reduce wildfires, it also includes a provision by Senator Mike Lee of Utah to repeal the 2001 Roadless Area Conservation Rule, known as the Roadless Rule. The move follows efforts initiated by the Trump administration over a year ago to roll back the Clinton-era conservation policy, which prevents road construction and logging and roughly 59 million acres of federal forest land and undeveloped wilderness areas. The previously bipartisan Wildfire Prevention Act passed out of committee on a party line of 11-9, with all Republicans voting in favor of the bill and all Democratic voting against it. Democratic Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon, Maria Cantwell of Washington, Alex Padilla of California, and Martin Henrich of New Mexico spoke in support of the roadless rule during the committee debate and opposed the provision to repeal it. Lee defended his amendment, arguing that the roadless rule restricts access to Forest Service lands in ways that increase wildfire risk and endanger nearby communities by limiting responsible forest management and firefighters' access. But Senator Wyden pushed back against Lee's attempt to gut public land protections.
In a number of instances, more roads mean more wildfires, and repealing the roadless rule is an open invitation to destroy these recreation areas and to spark catastrophic wildfires. This data found that wildfire ignition density within 50 meters of roads is roughly four times higher than in non-wilderness, non-roadless forests. Wilderness and inventory roadless areas have the lowest ignition densities of any land category studied.
After the Trump administration first proposed repealing the roadless rule last year, over 500,000 people responded during the public comment period to say no to the USDA's plan. An initial analysis by the nonpartisan conservation group, the Center for Western Priorities, found that opposition repealing the roadless areas was nearly unanimous, with over 99% of comments supporting keeping roadless protections in place. 329 organizations sent a letter to Agriculture Secretary Rowlands opposing the rollback, and 55 members of Congress called for more time for the public to weigh in on the plan. Senator Cantwell expressed deep concern over Senator Lee's approach, criticizing what she described as a lack of transparency and dismissiveness toward bipartisan decision-making.
I mean, it's clear, Mr. Chairman, that you would like to sell public land. On our side of the aisle, we would like to continue to acquire public land and set it aside for the general public to use. But to say we're going to get rid of the roadless rule, which is basically like saying, okay, we're just going to go build a road anywhere, even where it's not cost effective, even where it costs the public more, and instead of focusing on the backlog and getting out of this administration the money that was promised in a bipartisan bill to continue to implement the land policies that we agreed to under legislation that our former colleague from Colorado and many of us worked on, is like, there's a divide here, and it's a bad divide. And let's be efficient with the taxpayers' dollars. Let's not kill the roadless area rule.
Senator Alex Padilla criticized Republicans for what he said was ignoring public sentiment and pushing forward with a rushed effort to repeal the rule. He also emphasized the importance of the roadless rule to Californians' forests and natural resources.
The rule helps protect almost 4 million acres of roadless areas in my state, from the Klamath Mountains in the north to the San Jacinto and San Bernardino Mountains in the south. These areas help keep the headwaters of our important rivers clean, protect over 200 threatened or endangered species of wildlife, and supports the state's $74 billion outdoor recreation economy. Now, to address the growing threat of wildfires, California is also accelerating projects, improving practices in the wildland-urban interface, and using fire as a natural process through prescribed burning.
A broad range of voices have defended the roadless rule, including former U.S. service chiefs, tribal leaders, scientists, business owners, and wildland firefighters, Critics of the amendment say Senator Lee's proposal would permanently eliminate the rule through a repeal process they argue lacks transparency and limits public input and would be difficult to reverse. They also contend the provision was added to the wildfire prevention bill and advanced quickly through the committee without sufficient public scrutiny. The bill will now make its way out of the committee, and to pass in the Senate, it would require 60 votes, meaning it would add at least some Democratic support to advance to President Trump for signing. In Berkeley for Pacifica KPFA, this is Diana Capcabin.